You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side. NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Bucks and JP in studio, EB in Bethany Beach. And EB, I think it was... I can't remember because I, you know, had a vacation week, but it was a wacky vacation week. It was like Thursday, Friday through Wednesday. But, and maybe it was Friday where you were soliciting Venmo tips.
Yeah. Well, I figured if people were just going to give Valdez money. Yeah,
did you guys hear about this?
Well, yeah. That,
yeah,
that
we
inspired,
talked about it.
I think EB got like, I don't know, last, it was like $14.
I was out.
So I ended up getting a total and. Go ahead.
I was saying it was actually shocking because I was driving down.
It
I was
is.
In the middle of North Carolina, like the Rocky Mountain 95. Then all of a sudden, I got this notification on my phone that it's called Junk's Fund. So it gave me $1,000 to my Venmo.
Right.
And so
which
at first,
is amazing.
Yeah. And at first, I was like, "Well, Junk's are giving me $1,000. We hit a number one bonus."
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I started thinking.
Good old days.
And then I read the description in that he sent along with the Venmo, and it said since Drabby got 10K, Valdez should at least get one. And I was like, "What is this?" And then I texted Drab. I showed Drab what was doing,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I got butt sized.
And so
well, I got blessed.
What
I got blessed
with the $1,000 because yours doesn't seem to be conditional. On
there's no strings attached.
No strings attached. So I texted Drab and I told him. I said, "Dude, the only reason why I got this is because this listener thinks someone just gave you $10,000. I don't think
right.
The listener realizes that Drab has to bet the $10,000.
Yeah.
Right.
So they may, but still not care."
Yeah, so I told
they may and still not care.
So I told Drab, I said, "Look, dude, I'll split this with you because for some reason he thinks that Drabby just gets 10K.
You're considering this as a gift versus something that you have to gamble with.
Oh, correct. There was no stipulation attached to it.
And does the guy even have a name, or he's just simply
I don't see a name. I don't see a name on it. It's
that's
just
pretty incredible.
Another person interested in ADs.
It just it seemed like it was anonymous. And then the person made it private, and so.
Dude,
but
it's one of the greatest stories on the show.
It definitely is.
Well, it's also
one of the greatest stories.
That's how media has evolved because I've never fully understood it, and we haven't done this. But isn't that the game in Twitch and a lot of those different
sure.
platforms?
Donations.
Yeah, it's just all donation based.
Do something
they would
party at a pay per view, and you video it. And people just start sending you tips.
Yeah. You know, I felt like a camboy.
You solicit, you ask for it, but yeah.
Right.
I felt like a camboy.
Yeah.
Like,
there are
wow,
you didn't
bucks.
Even have to show your vitiligoed penis.
Right. But Drab is like being all sheepish about it. I thought he'd be all butt-sized. I was just literally going to give him $500.
So you haven't given it to him yet?
No, because he feels like he doesn't deserve it. It was for you, but he is bitter, but it's like it's for you, so he's not going to. That's my impression.
He feels
of
weird
Drab's.
About accepting money. Remember the GoFundMe deal a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. He doesn't like anybody's charity.
No. If you just like. I don't know how to say it. I don't want people giving money because they feel sorry for me. That is not what I want. But if you're just you're just stuffing cash into people's pockets because you don't care, well then I'll take so.
But isn't it the
right?
Same,
well, that's my point.
But didn't the guy feel
the day,
sorry for
it's the
me?
Same thing.
The guy felt sorry for me. That's why he gave it to
right.
me.
Well, here's the thing.
And I think also he was just genuinely
he was a big Valdez
fan. Give you a thanks.
Well, last week I was feeling a little bit sheepish about it because. You know, I was like, well, I got $10,000 here sitting in this account. Maybe I can do something with it. Now I've obliterated this guy's account already, and I know I'm not going to make any money from it. So So now I do kind of want a piece of that action.
What was the action last night?
Zero. I need a rest day.
Oh, you didn't make a bet.
Oh, yeah. Because he's going too hard. He's gonna lose this money too quick at the rate he's going.
Well, no, but he needed a rest day, but he also needs to lower the amounts on the wager.
Yes. I might be able to do Jason's double up.
It's an all or nothing proposition.
Well, you got to pick one team.
Right.
It's an all or nothing.
No, it doesn't have to be one team. It could just be $50 bets, right?
Well, you could, but if you're...
But then I could, what do I got to lose, am I going to lose 16 bets in a row?
You could.
No, but it only takes to lose four or five, and you're pummeled.
Because you're at 50, 100, then you're at 200, then you're at 400.
Drivey, every gambler in the world tries that routine.
Yeah, but they don't try it
literally every gambler. Huh?
They don't try it with someone else's money.
Well, right.
You know what I did think about is taking that $1,000 and putting it in FanDuel and having a Fade Drabby account.
Dude, because that's what I did with cakes.
Yeah.
Because
there's no chance Drabby's going to turn that $10,000 into 15, right?
Hey, let me tell you. I built my personal Nubs account from $100 up to $220 right now. I do fine. If I do my own bets, I do fine. It's the listeners who get in my head and tell me to take Italy in a soccer match. For their defense, and he thought they were going to be 100 goals in the game.
By the way, I saw a stat, and I don't follow international soccer at all.
Put them on tilt.
But I saw a stat that Italy hasn't allowed a goal in over 1,000 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what am
crazy.
I doing?
Well, right. I would say if you're going to do the double up, you pick one of the top teams in baseball that's leading their division, and you just ride them. Now, they're going to be given – maybe you just run line them, and then if they're going to be given heavy odds, depending on who they're playing, but just ride them. Until you double up and you hit it. But make sure it's a profit, too. You got to make sure you profit from it. You're not just breaking even.
So Valdez, are you going to do anything special ultimately?
Right? No, nothing special. I'll put it in my savings account.
Right, good for you.
I know. How exciting, right?
No,
listen,
that's good. If
Valdez is worth one-tenth of Drabby.
Yeah, that's kind of tilting, though.
It's a little disrespectful.
Yeah, a little bit disrespectful.
If he's worth one-tenth of Drabby, well, we're each worth at least 10 times Drabby. So if somebody wants to give me $100,000on Venmo, please, Eric-Bickle-3.
I think your salary is 10 times mine.
He gives a hard time, by the way. Like, if I give a plug for playing golf over at Laytonville once a month, he kills me. He's asked for Venmo stuff three or four times.
I think I've netted 19 bucks. Hey. I think I've netted 19, but it is. Well, you mentioned about the donations. There are platforms out there that have found, they've done the research and they've experienced it, that when they charge, say, $10 a month, they actually do better with donations because people don't cap themselves. So guys, people that have expendable income give more.
I want to know what that guy does where he can just give me $1,000 out of the blue.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
There's so many rich people.
Dude, you ever drive around Potomac
drive
around
DC? Drive around Tyson's.
It's foreign to me.
Drive around Kensington. Hell, do that.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, people have money.
And by the way, it's the biggest confidence boost in the world that guy got so psyched for me that he just gave me $1,000. Made me feel silly about myself.
Did it make you feel silly about yourself?
Yeah, it did. It really did. It made me think I could do stand-up comedy. I could do anything. Because he probably thinks I'm butt funny.
Right, that's hilarious.
Yeah, he just gave me a
Drabby would feel like a loser.
Can you read the message? Doesn't Venmo have a message?
Yeah, I thought I gave it to you. One second.
You did.
It was just along the lines of, if Drabby gets $10,000, Valdez should get one.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care if it's a tenth of Drabby's.
That's funny.
So I was iced.
No, but isn't it funny, though, that your reaction's totally different than Drabs? Drabs feels like, oh, this guy thinks I'm nubs, and so he is bitter about it. You say, well, this guy loves me. He thinks I'm funny. This is awesome. Yeah. I think your response is more healthy.
Appropriate.
It's a healthier response.
Well, some people just like to share the wealth, too.
Well, I tried giving Drab 500. I don't understand why Drab's just not taking $500.
I guarantee
if you
Venmo'd
pitying him.
Hold on. If you Venmo'd him, I bet you he doesn't give it back to you.
That is true.
So just do it.
I know, but you should have seen his text when I was texting him about it. And I said, dude, I'll just give you $500 because, this guy is obviously mistaken about the whole situation. about Drab's benefactor. So just take it. And then he goes, you want to do anything with it? I was like, no, just take it. And then if I put if I give you a tingle play for your account, just play that. And then boom, there you go.
I once bribed. Go ahead.
Look, the Venmo's open. All right. You do what you want with it. Now, I'm not getting. Valdez gave me the Wilco knee neighbor play, and that bottomed out. Phil Mickelson was going to miss the cut. That bottomed out.
Yeah.
So partially, my account is $1,200 down because of Valdez.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to give him a hard time and about
Blake
that.
Chiffin. But mostly Blake Chiffin.
Yeah, because you put $1,000
on a guy that puts out tweets.
And for the record, I told you that the Phil bet I didn't like. But, you know, I'm just one guy. Yeah. That wasn't like it was a unanimous choice.
Did he almost miss the cut?
Yeah, he barely made it.
It doesn't matter. He made the cut.
Look, I don't know. I didn't watch 1 second of it until Sunday, and I didn't watch much of it on Sunday.
Right.
Well,
right.
You're going to get back on it tonight.
So, Drab, is that what you're going to try to do? You're going to try to, like, slowly double up?
No, I'm still working out my philosophy. I'll try a couple different things. But I will bet tonight the Suns play. So, you know,
I do think
bet on teams I like.
I do think Drabby or Valdez, if there's a way to fade him on the down low without being obnoxious about it, just quietly do it.
Well, it's no fun unless it's obnoxious and on the show.
No. Do it for like a month and then say I've been fading you, and then show him your silly account.
The receipts.
Like, yeah, the receipts. That's another way to play it.
We could maybe do that.
Look, the fact is, no, unless you have some silly algorithm and you got it all figured out and you went to MIT, it's really hard to win, but it's fun. So you do it for fun. That's what it is. And if you hit a home run, it's silly. I think you should be shooting for the home runs. The 6-game parlays, even though we've been dreadful at it, and it seems like we're getting worse at it, that's the play.
I think the play is the big score.
One time only?
It's very risky. Yeah, $5,000.
Why don't you just play blackjack once?
Money. Take $5,000 and bet on the Suns, 5 Gs tonight. Then boom, all of a sudden he'd be up, he'd be at $14,000.
And then he's going to do it again.
He could just sit on that.
Well, no one does that.
Hit that score once.
You could just play the money line tonight if you like the Suns just to win. $5,000 pays you $2,500, and you're making double what you've already lost. Now, you got to get lucky. The Suns got to come to play, and they got to beat the Clips. But it's one game.
Or you can do what I've done before.
It's better than taking a chance on a 6-game parlay. You have no shot at that.
Yeah, but you nickel and dime your way for 3 months, and eventually you hit on one for $17,000.
That's why we've been doing it
for 3 months. We're over 22.
Okay, but people hit them every day.
Maybe a 3-team parlay. 6-game parlay.
Yeah, because they send you their one stupid tweet when they hit. They don't send you the 500 that they missed before that.
I think
of course,
JP's right.
You miss a ton. You're going to miss.
If you think the Suns or the Bucks are going to win, all right, now you're laying pretty heavy odds, but you put a boatload on it and you just go to sleep and you wake up in the morning and you check your account.
I would bet $5,000 of somebody else's money on the Bucks money line in a heartbeat for game one.
All right, so the Bucks
money
line.
Yeah, but that's disrespectful to the guy that
gave you
the money.
It's not disrespectful at all if you win it.
If you win,
what about if you lose it, which is 50-50?
That's gambling. You're going to do that anyway.
You're trying to get a bigger score for him.
Is there any chance Atlanta beats Milwaukee in the series?
In the series, no.
All right, so why don't I just put all 8,800 on the Bucks?
I would support
and I'll
that.
Get back to a 10,000.
I'd be selling. All right.
Well, then the guy wanted
biggest
to
Giannis fan ever.
He wanted to give you a year's worth of entertainment, and it lasted 9 days.
No, because he's getting him. He's just getting whole again.
Yeah, I just want to get back.
He's not going
to
win.
I want to get back to even Steven.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Right.
So what do you got left? 8,800?
8,800.
All right, so it's going to net you 1,900.
Hey, up a little bit.
So you'd be up 700.
It'd be better when Trae Young
what are you
gonna
do?
12
yeah.
threes.
When Giannis pulls his groin. And then now.
Well, then you got bad luck. It's the worst luck in history.
I'll be the biggest Brooke Lopez fan on the planet.
Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
You love Pat Connaughton.
I don't know, dude. You should ask the guy if he has any advice. Has he chimed in at all? Has he sent you any text and said, hey, I don't really like that bet?
He's laissez-faire.
He said it's all up to Drabby.
Would he be bitter? Why don't you text him? I'm just curious. And you could give us the answer when we come back because he does listen. Why don't you ask him, say, would you be bitter if I let it all ride tonight? See what he says.
What do you think the answer is going to be?
Well, what do you think?
He's going to say, don't do that.
Well,
I don't
know
think so.
That.
He might be excited.
Not.
exciting.
What These you, guys think that yeah. he's trusting your judgment.
What if you say, I really love the Suns tonight just to win. I'm going to lay $8,800 to win $4,400.
Right, the largest bet of your career, of your life.
Then all of a sudden, Kawhi Leonard comes back in. Yeah.
Kawhi's not going.
I know he's not. Yeah.
But neither is CP3. I mean, he's still in COVID. But
yeah, it's a dicey
You
one.
Still might. I mean, they
that
didn't
was a
have
close game, game one.
It was. It's going to be close.
Yeah.
But
dude, he didn't say.
I feel strong, though, about the Bucks. I really do.
Even for the series?
I think at best, the Hawks win one game in the series.
Okay. Well, you're laying almost 5-1. But you got to put a large wager to make anything substantial.
Correct. So I like that play, which gets him whole again and actually gets him in profit.
Hey, let me tell you, Knicks fans were chanting, "We want Brooklyn" after game one. They thought that series was over, too.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, for the Hawks to beat the Sixers and the Bucks, that's a long shot.
I'll be honest with you. If that guy had sent me that exact same deal, I don't think I would have accepted it. I don't feel comfortable.
I would have in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but you're total DJ.
There's no way I would have put $1,000 on Italy to score.
No, no, the 10K.
I understand that.
I don't want to gamble someone else's money. All right. Too much responsibility.
Yeah, but he's rich. He doesn't care. He just says, here.
All right, he just texted me back. He says, I made you a deal. I won't stop you, but that was not my intention to bet at all. I was trying to bet it over time.
Right. Exactly. See?
All right. When we come back, we'll switch gears, open up the entertainment page. Is A-Rod hollering at Ben Affleck's ex to get back at J-Lo? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll open up the entertainment page momentarily, but I heard Drab take this call during the break, so let's go to him. I think he's got a proposition for Jason.
Oh, okay. Mm.
It's John in DC, line one. John, what's going on?
Hey, John, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, John?
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, what's up, man? You're my boy. Okay.
What's up?
I'd like to make a wager with you.
Oh.
And I'll Venmo EB as a deposit, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to take Skins to win the division and the Giants to not make the playoffs.
Okay.
$1,000 to win 100. So I'll give you 10-1 odds on that.
All right. So I'm laying my 100 that's
to win 1,000.
So you're taking the field over Washington to win the division. So you get Dallas.
Yeah, but the Giants also can't make the playoffs. So it's a parlay bet.
If the Giants make the playoffs, he wins. If the Redskins don't win the division, he wins.
Right.
Right. So it's two.
And this is just a reminder to him because Trace McSorley's not your son. Do you realize that?
What is your point?
Explain.
He loves every single player that's ever played on that Penn State team. And
right.
think Saquon is like the most unbelievable player in the world.
I think Saquon's pretty good.
Right on Saquon.
Okay.
He's either poo
all right,
or
hold
he's
on,
amazing.
Hold on. So Thank I'm you. Laying my 100.
But you're kind of, I'm going to just say this without knowing you. You kind of sound like, and you might be right. Look, Washington, a lot of people have them favored in the division. But you sound kind of like a blind homer for the Washington football team.
Not really. This team's special, though. I mean, if we did what we did last year, we're going to do
special. They were 7-9.
All right, I'll wager it. So my 100.
Hold on, can you explain it to me? Because
NFL,
I'm so slow.
Things change every season.
I don't understand the bet.
It's a parlay bet for him. Okay, he's got to hit both.
It's a terrible wager on paper for me, but it's a winner, so the odds don't matter. And right, it's a reminder to Jason that when McSorley was throwing a million picks in the back of the end zone, that that's not his kid.
So all this right. is just a call to troll you about McSorley.
McSorley had an
That's
unbelievable career. You're just trolling me.
He threw a ton of backbreaking
picks.
What
do you care? Did you lose money on
He really
McSorley?
Did not. You know nothing about him. Go look at his numbers.
First of all, I'm going to call this right now. This is a fake call. He's not going
to
Venmo anybody $1,000.
All right. Well, if he
he's calling simply to troll you about McSorley.
Of course. But if he wants to make the wager, I'll put my 100 up against his 1,000. But of course, he's got to Venmo you the 1,000.
Thank you. I'll Venmo you 100 right after this. Eric Bickle dash at 3, whatever.
Why don't you Venmo it to Jason? Why are you making Eric the middleman when you're betting with Jason?
Jason does Venmo? Okay.
Yes,
I'll Venmo
it
to Jason. What's your Venmo?
At Lurchbish.
Yeah, I'd rather not have it because I'll just spend it.
No dashes or anything?
No, I'm the one with the dashes. Eric dash Bickle dash 3.
You know what? I'm Venmo Eric the 100. Jason, you get nothing.
Well, no. Venmo it to Drabby.
All right. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Let's open up the entertainment page.
Venmo Drabby.
Which is brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda.
I've never seen Jason more eager to get to the EP.
Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice. And a little caffeine. It's unsweetened. So no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES and you're going to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Hey, real quick, Drabby, are you a little bit like is your brain a little bit scrambled now that guy said he doesn't want you to make a huge bet like that? Is that now actually put more pressure on you or no?
No, because we're in the same mindset there. I just want to nickel and dime this thing and stretch it out as long as possible.
Right.
If I felt his account in December, I won't feel as bad.
Yeah, can you imagine not having this available to you during football season?
Yeah, I want to let this ride a little bit.
Let me just see. I hope this don't. I don't want his $100. I don't want anything to do with it.
But his original bet, his offer was.
I didn't understand it.
I didn't understand it either.
He was going to put up $1,000 to my 100.
Correct.
That both Washington would win the division and the Giants would lose. Okay, so if both of those happened, I owe him 100.
Correct.
If they didn't, if one of those lost,
he ships you 1,000.
I get 1,000. That's what he proposed.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he was saying.
I would have been all over that if I was you.
Well, I don't know why he was saying I'm going to Venmo 100. Does he understand what he's talking about?
He's making his deposit. He said it was a deposit.
Oh, it's a deposit
to prove that he was legit.
Okay. Well, if he's going to prove he's legit, he's got to deposit the whole thing.
That's what I said.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
and I don't want $1,000 in my Venmo. By the way, I also I never use Venmo.
Yeah.
You know, but just as a goof on the show. It's truly a goof.
Right.
But so if I do pay something, I'll also put in there $20 for hog smoke. But then, you know, because that's the old hacky like check bit that we would do.
Yeah.
But then I look on there and it's like a whole social thing. Everyone could see what you're writing. Like, I didn't even know that.
You got to make it private. Yeah,
you can make it private, but you're right for the most part. Yes, you're
it's
right.
It's like a whole social net. Like, who? Why would a Venmo be like a social network? It's like crazy.
I don't know. I usually just put in what the bet was for. Like, I just lost to Buddy Christensen at Golfdom, who owns Golfdom. He had Rahm, and I had Shoffley. So I just put Rahm over Shoffley.
It seems like he's boning you in the pool.
Oh, he's killing me. You should go through my Venmo. He's probably won 15 of the last 17. You wouldn't believe it.
He's a pro. He works at Golfdom.
You wouldn't believe the luck he has and the bad luck that I have when it comes to these picks.
Oh, I'm sized for a rant.
Hey. Well, luckily, we're only betting $15. Hey. How about this? If he does Venmo you the $1,000.
Which, by the way, is the price of the poster you wouldn't let your daughter have.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I just think Venmo money is just free money anyway. If he does Venmo the $500 or the $1,000, I'll give you $500 if we win the bet.
Okay. Sized.
And, okay. So.
Sized. And then I won't spend
So
it.
You'll be rooting against Washington to win the division. And you'll be rooting for
$500.
And you'll be rooting for Saquon to have big
games.
No,
he could root for Washington to win the division, but the Giants to miss the playoffs, and he's okay.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would give up my team for money. I mean, I would root against
especially
my team.
$500, right?
Yeah, I would give up. All right, so we did A-Rod, right?
Yes.
JP teased it before the show. Is A-Rod trolling your boy, or whatever, during the last break? Is A-Rod trolling Ben Affleck by partying with his ex in the Hamptons, Jason? Do you remember Lindsay Shookus?
I don't remember the name, no.
She was a Saturday Night Live producer that Ben was seeing for about a year, year and a half. She was the one that actually broke up Jen Garner and Ben.
Ooh. I read a story about this. It does kind of seem like it. Like, apparently, he's renting a place very close to where J-Lo and Affleck are.
Is he a stalker? And is he a crazy psycho stalker?
He's, like, hooking up with her, I guess, Affleck's exes or something like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel like there was another one in there. There was some sort of other connection, too. Who was he?
Now,
didn't you tell me he was rumored to be with... somebody like 2 weeks ago, didn't you say that A-Rod was with Katie Holmes or something like that?
Well, he was seen outside her apartment complex, and people were doing the math because Katie Holmes had just broken up with her, like, restaurant boyfriend or whatever. So, you know, who knows? Put it this way. A-Rod likes to sling it. So I wouldn't – he's like Tristan Thompson. He likes to get it in wherever he can. Did you see the video that went viral of Tristan Thompson – at a party, Jason, you have to Google this. All right. I know you get sized to Google people's homes.
Yep.
Google party Tristan Thompson in it was I think it was in Malibu or just put in California where he goes in a bedroom with three chicks for 30 minutes.
All right.
So
he was seen disappearing into a bedroom with three women at a Bel Air house.
Yes. Google the house.
I read it was at a I just sent you a story. It was a alleged fivesome.
Yeah,
so
maybe
you're
it was.
One woman short.
Yeah, well, I only saw
three.
Well,
that's what this report says, three.
The report I saw was three, but if you actually look at the house and, like, you know, like Diddy's there, Chris Brown, they have, like, a private weed bar in the heart of the home. It looks like have you guys ever seen image of, like, the Getty art museum or whatever out there in LA?
This home must be $100 million.
Yeah, maybe a billion.
I mean, it's the biggest house I've ever seen.
It might be $1 billion home. Show Valdez the image of it. It is ridiculous. And
it looks like a compound.
It looks just ultra modern, though. I mean, it's obviously beautiful because of how big it is and where it is, but it's not a nice looking house.
It's like this. Well, I mean, it's like the size of like Cap One Arena. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like it's huge.
I mean, there's nothing homey about it.
No, you couldn't live there.
It looks like it's as big as like a high school.
Yes. Yeah.
But
But, so this was the house he was at when he had the fivesome or the threesome?
Well, allegedly, this was like two or three nights ago, and so the word was, oh, well, he just had dinner with Khloe Kardashian, so he and the daughter, True, so he must be cheating on Khloe. But then now the word is out that they broke up a few weeks ago. They're just still co-parenting very well. So that's why Tristan didn't care that he was seen and essentially photographed. People are dry snitching on him, Drabby. And putting it out there that he's going into these rooms with like three, four, five chicks.
Now, is a house like this, do they rent the house for the party or does someone own it and he's the host?
They must rent it out for parties.
They must
stuff.
Rent it, right?
There's no nobody lives in that.
Probably
How could
not.
You live in that?
Probably not.
I mean,
it's probably owned by some Saudi and he rents it out all the time for these dumb parties.
Right. Google the Getty Museum. I think that's what it is or something. There's a Getty Museum or whatever that I visited when it opened in L.A. like 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And it's a place like that. And it has to do with those the Getty. I don't even know. Why do Gettys have money? Is it oil?
Oil? Isn't it oil?
Yeah.
If it's the same Getty family.
Yeah.
It's the Getty Museum. So I'm on that site now. You're saying it looks a lot like that?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, just some absurd... ridiculous, you can't even fathom. Like, they'd give a Drabby $10K a minute to gamble. Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even fathom it. So anyway.
I wish the Gettys had our Venmos.
Right. I have been nice. Like a few dollars every. It's kind of hilarious. But A-Rod's people, just getting back to the A-Rod story, claiming he and Lindsay Shookus are friends from 15 years back. So he's not trolling J-Lo. He's just at a party that she's at. And, you know, it is what it is. I got to go to the Hamptons because I there's still a mystique about the Hamptons for me, Drabby. And I want to do the bit where I stay in the Hampton Inn in the Hamptons. And I want to see what is the deal.
I don't think there's a Hampton Inn in the Hamptons.
You don't think? Like on the outskirts?
Why is there still a, well, then you're not in the Hamptons. Why is there a mystique about the Hamptons? Because of Howard?
Howard, no. Because it seems like everybody hangs out there. Like everybody up north, like anybody that doesn't live in L.A.,
well,
they all seem to summer
rich,
in the Hamptons. Like, what's so great about the Hamptons? I need to experience it for myself.
It's just the closest
it's
beach.
It's beachy.
Yeah, it's the Ocean City for the New York elite.
Yeah, it's beachy, it's green, there's huge homes up there.
Have you been there? I've just have never been.
I've never been to the Hamptons.
Yeah, it's Bethany Beach for New Yorkers.
Dude, Bethany,
well,
last
except
night,
for a lot of, the houses are much
well,
bigger.
Well, I know, I'm just saying that the people who are able to afford a vacation house on a beach that's close by.
Billy Joel. I don't even think it compares. I mean, the homes are like $50 million, some of them.
You know what, you've been to Ocean City, you've been to any beach. Same thing. Ocean City, same thing as the Hamptons.
Dude. In Bethany, as somebody pointed out yesterday, we were leaving a restaurant and we were driving back to the spot.
Yeah.
And every home here is a teardown, and they're ridiculous. Every home down here, in a certain area, I just don't know where people get their money from. It's crazy.
There's some stupid money out there.
Yeah. All right. What
you
else
know what it is? People just sell companies. That's what it is. They just sell companies. Yeah. They just sell companies and they make, you know, $35 million and they build stupid houses like that.
Right. Right.
We need a company.
We just need we need an idea. Come up with an idea, start a company, and in 5 years, sell it.
Everybody has been hitting me up in the last couple of weeks that someone truly stole my poop phone idea and it's something's going on with poop phone. I don't know. Somebody has put out there. That was my brilliance.
I thought you stole the idea. You just didn't know you stole the idea.
I saw that video.
Huh?
It was a poop splash.
Which is?
Your poop from idea is for like a golf course where it disintegrates the poop, right?
Mine is for all porta potties. Because what's the most disgusting thing on the planet? A porta potty. You go in there. There's a murder scene in there. You barf. You can't even...
You got to hold your breath when you're doing
your
business.
You can't even, like, go number one. It's just like, you can't even breathe. So, but, because it's just a pile. But if you have poop, if you have a foam, you just hit a little button, and a foam goes in there, and it biodegrades the poop. And it's a visual that you're seeing white foam. and it's hooking the smell. So it's like it's a perfect trifecta.
Well, maybe you could get with this person, because what this person did is it's like a packet that you open up when you go duty, and you sprinkle it onto the water, and then once you go to the bathroom, there's no splash. It just kind of sinks in there.
Well, I like that. But you could just use the old-fashioned toilet paper method. You just put toilet paper down, and then that catches it. And
I don't know that method.
You don't know that
method?
I've
never heard that method.
You want to reduce splash, you put toilet paper in the water.
Of course. And
you didn't know?
What kind of
rube are you?
Well, let me tell you, I don't have little droplets that make big splashes.
That's the other issue.
No, I'm talking about like it would catch an elephant. You guys don't know that? Come on, this is common sense. What kind of home training you guys have over there?
I've never had a big old splash. I've never had a cannonball.
You have it?
No, I've never had a cannonball.
You've never had a cannonball hit you with the...
The water?
With like that wave?
I can't tell
like
you.
Like a wave pool?
No.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
You shouldn't have splashes that often.
What are you having, like bird droppings over there?
No, the opposite. No,
the opposite. Yeah. Look at the hangout. Right? Look at the hangout. Okay.
Like a snake.
Yeah, it's not like rocks coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Sometimes I'll just, yeah.
That's hurting.
All right, we'll stop.
By the way, the guy John he just deposited $100 in my Venmo.
There you go.
He did.
Also, he could right,
but
that's
only
one tenth of it.
I know. I just asked him, why are you only depositing $100?
Because he's a number who just wanted to grill you about your love of Trace McSorley.
Well, he's stupid. He knows nothing about McSorley. McSorley didn't throw that many interceptions. He had 100 total touchdowns in 3 years.
Yeah, but here's the thing: do you want him to Venmo you
what
$1,000? And then you're going to have to hold on to it. And if he wins... Oh,
I want him to Venmo me the $1,000.
I'm so confused by the bet.
I want him to Venmo me the $1,000, yes.
And then if he wins, you're going to have to send him back $1,100.
Yeah, that's the wager.
And you,
but there's no guarantee he's going to send. There's no guarantee he's going to send me the other $900.
Yeah, I don't believe he will.
Right. So, I don't know.
But you just have to sit on the $1,000 forever.
All right, you just did your Mike Hampton story.
That was the whole point.
And Lindsay shook us. You got more EP?
Sure.
No, we're going to save that for the 9 o'clock hour.
No, we got to do something football related. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm saying we're going to save it for the 9 o'clock hour, but coming up next, we have QB quarter up.
Drabby has a conniption if you don't do it at 8.
Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Gary Parrish is going to join us, college insider for CBS Sports, talk about this Supreme Court ruling and what it means. John Schumann, advanced stats writer for NBA.com, is going to join us at 9:20 as we talk about the future of the Wizards, the NBA playoffs, Ben Simmons, and more. But it's time for QB Quarter of.
29, Alpha.
All right, we focus on the quarterbacks at this time every morning, and we have a Washington football story. Fred Smoot was on with our boys, B. Mitch and Finley, and here's what he said about Taylor Heinicke.
I think it puts us in a good place in that room, all right? That tells you they believe in Fitzmagic, and Heinicke ain't too far behind. That means he's picking up where he left off at in the playoffs. You got to feel good about that. I'm going to tell you what Heinicke makes me feel like besides going to the bar for last call. It's a Kirk Warner feel to him, ain't it?
Very high on him. He also compared him to Tony Romo a little bit. I guess maybe that's
well, that
what
was JP Finley.
My bad.
I mean, it would be if he had more than a game and a quarter. I don't want to be anti-Taylor. I love the kid and the story and what we've seen so far, but we can't make those comps yet. It's way too
soon. It's early, but he's just saying that there's a certain feel there, and I think everybody felt that. And the fact that, you know, he had them competing against the Super Bowl champions and playing very, very well in that game. And what Ron Rivera said is that he bulked up a little bit, muscle in the upper body. Sounds right. Like he did everything that they asked of him in the offseason.
It's just so weird. This is all this Taylor hype, and I'm a huge is making me anti.
It's going to be the A topic when we talk about Washington through the entire summer.
Well, it shouldn't. It
won't
shouldn't
be if Fitz plays well.
Yeah, okay. Fitz is the guy.
But if Taylor plays well and Fitz plays well too, people are still going to say, well, Taylor deserves a shot. Look how he's playing. But he's more mobile.
Well, welcome to Washington. That's what always happens
here. I know.
I mean, dating back to Babe Laufenberg.
Or you can just totally disregard it and say, all this talk about Taylor starting over Fitz is BS. It's not going to happen. That's the way I feel.
That's the way I feel too. It's middle of June, nothing's going on stuff. That's what it is.
Yeah, but it was a playoff game.
No, it's awesome.
It is. It's extended because it's a playoff game. And because, look, I know Cakes is super high and you're pretty high on Fitzpatrick. But others can see Fitzpatrick busting because he's Ryan Fitzpatrick. And that's his track record, right?
It's possible.
And so there's a lot of thought that Heinicke will get on the field.
That's fine. But in my opinion, like, I was very high on Taylor and what I saw and wanted to see him get a chance. But I'm just being logical. They gave Fitz $10
million. $10 million
is the Taylor thing
though.
Is a joke it, now. It's Patrick. It's comical.
It's different, though, because let's say they were able to make the move for Matthew Stafford. If Stafford came in and Heinicke was in the exact same position, Heineke's not going to be a topic of conversation because –
I consider it the same thing.
There's no thought that Heinicke would supplant Matthew Stafford at any point. At any point in his career. Wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But with Fitzpatrick, it's very viable.
In your mind, I don't think it is. I mean, I guess he could just play poorly. But I just don't see that. I think he's going to play
It's Fitz's good, job good to or lose. Better. Can he lose it? Sure, but it's his job to lose.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think... Going back to Kurt Warner, so Smoot makes the comparison, Heinicke to Warner. We all know this, that Warner got his shot because Trent Green, right. Who was with the Redskins early in his career, he was going to be the starter, and then I think he tore his ACL, right?
Yes.
He tore his ACL out for the year, and then they win the freaking Super Bowl. So Trent gets
and then
Super
he goes
Bowl
to the Hall
ring.
Of Fame.
What do you think he feels about like that Super Bowl ring?
Trent?
Yes.
Not that psyched about it.
You think
not
you're more
sized
for your World Series ring? You
did I earned that one more.
You earned it
I
more?
Earned my World Series ring more than Trent earned his. No, it's too bad because it's too bad because Trent was putting up big numbers like in the preseason, and he was set to have that year. They just had a gifted offense. Now, it doesn't mean that Kurt Warner wasn't gifted.
No, he was.
Kurt Warner
good.
Ended up parlaying it into a Hall of Fame career.
He took the Cardinals to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But it's actually got a sting because that was supposed to be Trent's team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he might not have been as successful as Kurt was in that first year.
He might not have, but if you looked at his numbers like in the preseason, if I remember correctly, or he was putting
up
big
numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he got hurt in that first game, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, coming up next, we will talk about the big decision from the Supreme Court yesterday, what it means to college sports and college athletes. Gary Parrish, insider for CBS Sports, will join us next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.